Ayan. And of course, ang ganda, ang galing talaga ni Darren Espanto. We're very proud of him. He is a Canadian Filipino na nanalo, no, second first runner up or second runner up ng Voice Kids. Ayan, and of course, nandito na producer natin, Tita Verge, maghilo ka na.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Maganda na ang boses ko ngayon. Nakalabas na for the last two weeks as if I am underground. Yeah. It has been a really hectic week, 2 weeks for me, but here I am. And bumabati po sa inyong lahat dito sa Samotsari Philippine Cultural Radio. Siyempre pa po ang mga kababayan nating mga Pilipino, maraming pinagkakaabalahan ngayong araw na ito. In fact, there is the feast of Our Lady of, or rather, our infant Santo Niño of Leyte being celebrated today at Balmoral Good Shepherd Parish. And iba pang events ng mga Pilipino. Siyempre, ako naman galing sa Rotary Club. And today, we have guests from the Mrs. Universe New Zealand competition. At the moment, we have 5 candidates with us, but there are 12. And the one organizing is no other than our special guest who's been with us before several times, Ana Marie Buado Parant. Good afternoon, Ana Marie.
Hello, good afternoon, Potita Virgie. How are you? How are you, everyone?
Good. Good. Thank you.
And obviously, ladies, our team at the moment, you can see all young ones because all the oldies have been either sick or in this place. So that is why we are training young ones.
Very young ones.
Very young ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we have Shine Beltran. She looks about 11 years old, but she is in university, almost graduating.
That's yes. Right.
In her degree in political studies.
Yes.
Mm. Because Filipinos are quite small, you think really she is 11, ay? Mm. And the other two, Kiki and the beautiful Bailey. Bailey. I still call her Bailey. How old are you again, Bailey? 7?
10.
Same as
10.
Shine, 11.
And Kiki is? 8. Yeah, Kiki is 8. They are doing our Bulilit News report or children's report. Yes. And they help in our news as well.
Wow.
And our Shine is helping us in every aspect because, for example, if Tita Birds, I am 71 this year. If I am in bed and I cannot get up, Shine will do it for me. Overall, Manang Trini is here. If I really cannot make it, she is here. Ayan. So, at the moment, for the Mrs. Universe New Zealand candidates, we have 5. As I call your name, please say hello in your whatever language you have. Firstly, is Christine Alcoseba, representing the Philippines.
Hi, kumusta? Maayong buntag.
Oh, nice.
I come from Cebu City, but now I live in Oriwa.
Great. Yeah. Now we have S. Arun, hailed from Fiji.
Pula, I'm Ash. Kaisehe, namaste, ki ora.
Fantastic. And we have Tejal Taylor from India.
Hello, New Zealand. Kia ora, everyone. My name is Tejal Taylor. I am from India. Now I live in New Zealand, Auckland, Henderson. Hi.
Great.
Thank you.
Now we have Sushma Ravi Kumar representing India.
Hi, namaste. I'm from Bangalore.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Auckland, Mount Eden.
Great. Last but not least, we have Susan Liu, representing China.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Susan Xiang Liu. I'm from China. I live in Manukau Central of Auckland. It's so happy to see everyone here.
Yes. Great.
Thank you.
Yes. So therefore, that leaves us 7 more.
Yes, Sister Virgie, mm-hmm. we have 12 candidates. Mm-hmm. We call them Magic mm-hmm. 12. Mm-hmm. And actually, some of them flew to, one of them flew to Canterbury. Mm-hmm. And then the other one went back to Wellington. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Other one is from Palmerston North, Whanganui.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, most of them are from Auckland, different parts in Auckland.
Uh-huh. Well, Manang Trini, at the moment there are only 5. We cannot hook in Anna Marie because she is already the Mrs. New Zealand, yes. as I declared.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So only the two of us, we can be proxies.
Yes, why not? Bakit hindi? Yes. I'll put my hand up.
Representing?
Representing Negros, Philippines.
And of course, me. Mrs. Din, but grandmother, representing the Bicol region.
Yeah. Wow, Tita Virgie. Tita Virgie, you can join next year.
She'll be having a clap.
Yeah. Wow.
So, what charities are you representing? Each of you. Go for it. You start.
Hello, everyone. I am representing all over New Zealand, lovely mother, all women, all my friend. I'm representing all of you. It's not only myself. I am Tejal, and I know that whole New Zealand, lovely, wonderful women are with me. Thank you, everyone.
Great. That's Tejal from India. Now,
Ash.
Hi, I'm Ash, as we all know over here, and I am the charity that I'm representing is in West Auckland, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. also all over New Zealand, all the ladies that are in New Zealand, that's for sure.
Fantastic. And her hair is ash blonde, too.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm Sushma. I'm here to represent all the misses who have got married and have children and have a good goal in their life. And I'm working for a charity called I'm Enough. Mm-hmm. Who we're working towards the younger children who are having a digital anxiety and depression. So I support for I'm Enough. Please, you also do support for younger mm-hmm. children who are having a digital anxiety, and please start a chat, start a conversation.
Yes.
That's a new mm-hmm. move. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Great. Next one, please. Miss China.
Thank you.
Mrs. China, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, as everyone know, my English name is Susan. My Chinese name called Xiang Liu. If I translate my Chinese name to the English, the meaning of my English, the name is called giving the best of to the people. Mm-hmm. So
great.
Mm-hmm. I love everything about the beauties mm-hmm. and especially beauty of the spiritual. Mm-hmm. So I'm just here to, I love to helping people and, you know, support them and do the best I can do for mm-hmm. them. Thank you.
Great. Next one, last but not least, Mrs. Philippines.
Hi, my name is Christine, and I strongly support the Love Soup group from Rodney. Mm-hmm. We cater to the less privileged and those families who are, kind of finding it hard to feed the rest of their children. So mm-hmm. we take so much effort and love to give them what they need.
That's fantastic. You all are great ladies. Manang Trini, I think we are qualified, really. We do those things too, eh?
Oh, we do. Every day. Every day. We're charitable.
We are both grandmothers. And sorry, Shine, you are not qualified yet. You're way behind. And so are you, Bailey and Kiki. Well, Anna Marie, say something about this Mrs. Universe New Zealand contest.
Okay, Editor Virgie, this is actually, you know, Mrs. Universe New Zealand, it's the launching this year in New mm-hmm. Zealand. Mm-hmm. I was assigned by the Mrs. Universe Limited mm-hmm. As a sole director in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I'm trying to do is bring in different races in this pageant, and also women from different parts in New Zealand.
Great. That's
okay. So the main platform of Mrs. Universe is community awareness on domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, we are trying to campaign on that awareness of domestic violence, especially the effects and its preventive measures.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking your help, all of you in the community in New Zealand, to help us in bringing awareness to everyone, not only New Zealand, but to the whole world or universe.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Very good. Very, very good aims and goals, really. And you are making headway, isn't it?
Sorry, Tita Virgie.
You are making headway already by having 12 yes. candidates alone.
Yes.
That's a big, big achievement. Because each one of them representing different countries, different ethnic groups, different races, different multicultural whatever background.
Yes.
And melting into one unique Kiwi.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So they're all married, so it could be married or previously married. That's a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So previously married, meaning divorced or
separated.
Mm-hmm. Or widowed, as long as they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is they should be from 21 years old to 55 years old.
Oh, pasok ako.
Yes.
I'm still in. Just 2 hours. 4 months to go.
Pasok na pasok.
Oh,
I'm really in. You just twist it. 71. I'm 17. Ay, hindi pala. 21 ba ang umpisa?
21.
No. We will borrow somewhere.
Yeah. And the third one is they should be New Zealand citizen or permanent resident of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, Tita Virgie, if you want to join, maybe next year, because we'll be having the Grandma Universe.
Really? Oh, she's not kidding. And you're the first one on the list.
My goodness. My grandchildren will kill me.
They will cheer you.
Yeah. They said that, hey, Mama, we don't see much of you. You're always with the community. Even when I am with them in Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane, I am connecting with the Filipinos there or the religious, whatever. And my family are having dinner. Where is Mama? Forgive me, grandchildren and children. I will toe the line.
Yeah, okay.
And I think we all are so lucky. I felt that way by listening you, watching you, the way you are smiling, laughing, talking.
Yes.
You are truly an inspiration for all of us.
Your inspiration, Tita Virgie, yes.
Correct. And let's admit it, you don't look 71.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you very much.
Especially with the red outfit, Tita Virgie.
Yeah.
You look like younger than me, actually.
21?
Yes, of course.
No, 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when will be the night of the
competition
pageant?
And the pageant.
Okay,
yeah,
of course, we would like to invite you all. It will be on the 21st of September, so that's Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. At the Guinea Hall, Ellerslie Event Center in Auckland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice.
That's a great venue. Yeah,
yes.
that will do justice to the competition.
When is that again?
It will be 21st of September.
September
21.
Mm-hmm. Is that Saturday?
PM. That's Saturday.
Saturday,
night.
Right. And tickets cost?
Tickets are available through Ticketek online, so you can purchase there now. It's available. We've got the VIP tickets, which is $80. It includes canapes and a drink and front seats. And also we have the general admission, which is $55 per head.
Nice.
And there is no dinner included in that one?
It's just canapes, Tita Virgie.
Even for the 55 one?
The 55 is general admission.
Yeah. That means you bring your own drinks and you bring your own canapes.
But there is a cash bar there. You can buy your drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just reminding everyone, before you come, have your dinner first.
Yeah.
Always
because
wise.
It starts at 7:30.
Yes. It's not too early.
Yeah,
that's
not too
that's
early.
Quite
just
good.
Right.
Mind you, September is summer, right? Is that summertime already?
Springtime.
Springtime.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not too dark anymore.
No.
So that's quite nice. Yeah. So have you already done your preliminary competition, or what have you done so far, or wala pa, or there's no preliminary competition, like a selection process as such?
The selection is just when they apply, they submit the application form,
right?
I see that they have met all the requirements,
mm-hmm. okay,
and mm-hmm. they're also involved in the community.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. so they have to have a community involvement mm-hmm. as one of the mm-hmm. prerequisites. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So out of the 12, they will all be presented on the evening of September 21st, and that will be the start of the competition officially at all aspects of what you are looking for.
Yes, Tita mm-hmm. Virgin. There will mm-hmm. be 5 rounds mm-hmm. in the competition. The mm-hmm. first one is New Zealand national costume.
Great,
nice.
And the second one is sportswear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
the third is swimwear.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth one is evening gown.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last is the question and answer portion.
Great.
So it's beauty and brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yes. that would be... Mm-hmm. A whole night event, is it? 3 hours at least?
Yeah, it would be, because there are 12 candidates.
Correct, So
worth the while.
Of course, yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh, definitely. There are 5 beautiful ladies in our midst, plus the 3 of us.
Seven more.
Ana Marie, plus the 3 young ones. So,
Tita Verge has to put her spin on things. Now, do you mind if I ask something from you ladies? Okay. So, just a question which you can all answer, or one can answer. What attracted you to join the event? Yeah?
Okay, you go first.
So, what I personally believe is that since I born, let's talk about one girl. So, this is for everybody. So, since I born, I am a daughter of my mom and dad. And then I grow up, and college time, my boyfriend, and he is my husband.
Now,
very lovely guy that I met. So, I call it like Jimmy's wife.
Yes.
And I've got my son. So I become a mother and then daughter. So I am a lovely, I'm so blessed with my 2 children. So first, daughter of my mom and dad. Second, wife of my husband. And third, I'm a mother. And I'm so privileged that I'm doing everything for them. And so happy God has given me the opportunity to service my family. But in all that thing, Mrs. Universe New Zealand 2019 has given me a platform that I can find that small little baby Tejal Teller, and mm-hmm. I'm finding myself through Mrs. Universe 2019 New Zealand, that Tejal is somewhere.
Yes.
So I personally, bottom of my heart, I thank you for this lovely platform which is created by Anna Marie mm-hmm. and this beautiful heaven New Zealand that is giving me opportunity to express myself, to spread my love to everybody, and hope all ladies can mm-hmm. see me. And I'm sure that I can inspire everyone to be just, hey ladies, go and find yourself. You are somewhere.
Yeah.
So you are, just find yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm so lucky that I'm finding me, Tejal Teller.
Great.
So what you're saying is, just because you have kids, just because you're a mother, a wife, it's not, you still have that chance of be a princess that you always wanted to be, or the queen.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So
it's every girl's dream.
Every girl's whole dream. Since we're little, we always have some dream.
Yeah.
So this is the platform. So
yeah.
You can still live that dream. So you still have time, ladies.
Exactly.
So time will never end.
It's never too late.
Just go ahead and do and live your dreams.
Mm. How about you, Ash? What? Yeah.
For me, Mrs. Universe New Zealand is all about empowerment
mm-hmm.
and making a change in a positive but confident manner.
Nice.
You know, all the mm-hmm. ladies, as Tejal said, that like we had all our dreams, and in somewhere in between our life, the dream might have just been put aside, and we went to as a motherhood, you know, housewife.
Priorities changes.
And now Anna Marie has given us that platform to come and, you know, showcast us.
Yes.
So that's
nice.
What we are going to do. And, you know, I'm very privileged that Anna Marie has given me this opportunity.
And of course, I'm sure Anna Marie is also very grateful that you guys actually, you know, put your hand up and join in. Yeah. Because, you know. Yeah.
It's a two-way thing. She cannot come up with an event if
Without you
are not here.
Correct. Yeah. How about you, Sushma?
I think most of the points they have covered, every girl's dream, as Tejal told.
Yes.
To go on a platform and get recognized as a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And as well as when you grow up, you get matured yourself to know what the worldly things are happening. The most one thing which pushed me towards this pageant is when I see a children in the other parts of the world where they are suffering from hunger, my heart used to cry because lately I'm a mother, for a 1.5 year old child. Mm. And that motherly feeling makes me cry for them. Mm. So that pushed me towards this pageant. And I always seen people who have been Miss World or Miss Universe. They are working towards these type of causes where they have the power and as well as a platform to go ahead.
And they have the voice,
And I don't know what's my what I'm destined to, but I got through this Mrs. Universe New Zealand. I didn't even know the name of the platform too. But thanks, Anna Marie. And actually, the way I have got into Mrs. Universe New Zealand is quite a bit of a story. Because I had applied for Mrs. World New Zealand 2018, which I didn't get a response. So I got to Mrs. New Zealand.
Yeah, second time lucky.
Thanks to Anna Marie. So, and this platform I have taken forward to fulfill my dreams so that I can work for those children and as well as the younger kids and whatever the cause come next to me and I can work for, I'm looking forward to it. And I always seen this platform, this pageants as especially Miss Universe or Miss World, Miss Universe, I always thought that it's a beauty with brains. So I think this platform would really do justice, and I can use this platform to go ahead and do what I want to, and I work for the social cause. So I'm associated with one of the charity called I'm Enough, where we are working towards the younger children
for
digital anxiety. Really wonderful. There's a person called Sonia and Kathy Mullet. They're working towards it, and I think they're doing really good job. So I have joined them lately, but strongly, I really wanted to take this pageant forwards and make this platform
awesome.
And go ahead.
For
all these, I've got such a wonderful support from my family, my parents, and my lovely husband. Yes. Because without him, I can't do anything.
That's right.
Because of all those support, I think I can go forward.
Everything's possible. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
An opportunity from my husband to go forward and do and fulfill my dreams.
Absolutely. Yeah. How about you, Susan?
Thank you.
Thank you, Sushma. How about you, Susan?
Okay. As you know, the Mrs. Universe is attracted me because when I see the logo, the crown with the heart. I mean, that's beauty and the brain. That is from my heart. I love
plus
it.
The heart.
Yes.
Beauty, brain, and heart.
Yes. And as I just mentioned, I said I love everything about beauty, especially spiritual beauty. So the crown on the heart.
Yes.
That's touching my heart. Actually, that's what this is maybe the time to ignite my passion to participate in this sharing events to yourself. I mean, when I was maybe unmarried, I was single. That's maybe about more than 20 years ago. My company CEO, Francis Yan, was told me, said, "Susan, you should join the beauty competition." I said, oh, really? Oh, thank you. Oh, okay.
Is that a pay rise, boss? You should have said, is that a pay rise? Yeah. Yes. Double the salary.
But I think maybe this time when I see the beauty, the crown on the heart, so that's it, there is yes, it is. Big light, that's my passion.
Yeah.
So that means I have with the courage, I think, oh my gosh, no. Mm-hmm. If you think I should to share in, to see everyone, mm-hmm. to help people, like, wow, why not? I mean, just a show, sometime maybe is the turning point for you, mm-hmm. or maybe, yes. Maybe you can, when you present your real, truly beauty, maybe you can change in someone's life.
Absolutely.
Especially when I see some of the beautiful other women, when they do their speech, that's really touched me and encouraged me. That's why when we have, shine, mm-hmm. your life is short. Enjoy the life.
Yes.
Be yourself.
Yes.
That's right.
So, yes, I'm ready.
Great.
September.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Dear audience, see you September.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
21st September.
Oh, 21st.
Yes, awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you, Susan. Yeah. How about you, Christine?
Last but not least.
Yes.
Last but not the least, it's me.
Oops. That's okay.
That's okay.
You can hold it.
Mm. Okay. The reason that prompted me to join Mrs. Universe was that I wanted to empower women, and I want the world to know that women's role doesn't end when we become mothers. Like, we have so much love in our hearts. Women have so much love in our hearts, and we want to be an epitome of kindness, of love to our children and to the rest of the community. And another reason why I joined Mrs. Universe was that I wanted to gain more friends in the community, being a migrant in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So I want to explore the world and be able to help the rest of New Zealand as well.
Great.
And for my fellow Filipinos to be proud.
Awesome. And of course, you're behind your charities, right?
Yes.
Which is really, really good.
All right. Thank you.
That's very humbling. Mm. I mean, all of you have a really, really good reason why you participated in this pageant, and I'm sure it is for a good cause. And as you said, the crown, the heart, and the beauty is all in there, encompasses in one of you guys on September the 21st. Mm. Really, really good.
And of course, included in there as well is the bee. Another B, brawn or body. All of you have got beautiful bodies. Even if you had children already, it
that's what Sushma was saying. I am enough, right? Whatever, whoever will be the winner, I am enough. Mm. That's quite good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course the
organizer.
Yeah, Anna Marie, you created the Miss Universe this year is all about awareness of domestic violence. Now, that includes abuse to children as well as women?
Yes. So, Mrs. Universe platform is not only for domestic violence for women, but also, men are also victims.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Men and children, and also the family pets are also victims to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Encompassing. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. This is the very first properly connected to Mrs. Universe pageant that you are showing, because you had one before, I think.
Okay, actually, there's one Mrs. New Zealand I know, where I got the title of Mrs. New Zealand 2017 Community Service.
Yes.
That's the one sending the winner, Mrs. New Zealand, overseas to Mrs. Universe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there was one who went for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this time, Mrs. Universe Limited assigned me to be the national director in New Zealand.
Mm. Nice.
So you will be doing it every year now.
Yes,
is this a yearly pageant?
Yearly pageant.
Yeah. So officially, as Mrs. New Zealand, I mean Mrs. Universe, this is the first time.
Yes,
because
it's a luncheon.
First one was Mrs. New Zealand.
Charity. Yes, charity. That's correct. Yeah. And actually, we have a surprise title because I've just known last week that there is another title going overseas, which is under the Mrs. Universe Limited.
Mm-hmm.
So apart from the Mrs. Universe,
mm-hmm.
there's one which is called Woman of the Universe. So two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 12, two of them will go to overseas for that for those okay. pageants.
So there's two titles two on titles. The 21st of mm-hmm. September.
Going
that
overseas.
That will be crowning. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But yes. you'll be crowning too? The
we'll
Woman of the Year?
Six.
Six, okay.
So mm-hmm. it's the Mrs. Universe, Woman mm-hmm. of the Universe. Mm-hmm. They both go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
First runner-up,
okay.
second runner-up, Mrs. Yeah, the, Universe the New Zealand Community Service,
mm-hmm.
and okay. Mrs. Universe New Zealand People's Choice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So People's right. Choice. Yeah. So that yes. will be so online voting.
Mm-hmm. That's
online
right.
voting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah. before we move on, mm-hmm. Tita Verge, yeah. we'll give our listeners another great song
mm-hmm.
That they can enjoy. And then we'll move on to our... What's our song there, Shine?
Trini, can I just... thank one
yeah,
person.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Because we have a very young Filipino kid mm-hmm. who's going to play the violin during the walk of these ladies in the evening gown.
Mm-hmm.
And his name mm-hmm. is Joshua Magallion.
Yes.
Joshua
yes,
Magallion yes. will play the violin mm-hmm. during their walk mm-hmm. for the evening
great.
Gown.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Awesome.
Young Filipino boy.
Great mm-hmm. stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Enjoy po kayo. Alam na this by... Kisses, Dilavin.
Napahintot na panganga sa lahat ng pwedeng panggalingan sa'yo pa. Nagkaabang pagkasakali, ito'y iyong bawiin. Ngunit parang wala lang sa'yo lahat ng ating pinagdaanan. Pagmamahalan, di ko akalain magagawa mo itapon. Tanging masasabi ko lang sa'yo ay alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang mangyari, di ka na mamimiss. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang sabihin mo, hindi na maniniwala sa'yo. Simula nang makilala ka, akala ko ikay ibang iba. Ngunit kay sakit namang malaman kagaya ka nila. Sa umpisa akala ko lahat ay totoo. Pagdating sa dulo ay ugali kay gulo. Ka na mamimiss. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang sabihin mo, hindi na maniniwala sa'yo. Sorry ka na lang, hindi ako katulad mo. Salamat din pala, natutunan ko nang magtiwala sa di tulad mo. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang mangyari, di ka na mamimiss. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang sabihin mo, hindi na. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang mangyari, di ka na mamimiss. Alam na this, alam na this. Ano man ang sabihin mo, hindi na maniniwala sa'yo. Ooh, alam ko na din,
Ayan. So now we are going to have a Bulilit News reporter, Miss Kira May.
In the top five, in the five top sicknesses for kids, all of them relate to the common cold. The first symptoms of the of a cold are often a tickle in the throat, a runny or stuffy nose, and sneezing. Kids with colds also might feel very tired and have a sore throat. Cough, headache, mild fever, muscle aches, and loss of appetite. A temperature of over 38 is when kids should be taken to the doctor. When sneezing or coughing, always do it into the inside of your arm to avoid spreading germs.
Yes, of course. Good one, Kira May. So when you sneeze, you go like that?
No.
Like that? Yeah. Okay. Now I know. Okay. Thank you, babe. And
very educational.
Yes. Yes. So 38, if your temperature is 38 degrees centigrade.
Over.
It has to be over?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you
better have a thermometer.
Yes. You better have one. All right. And what have you got for us, Bailey?
School attendance and truancy.
Yeah, true.
Attending school on a regular basis is hugely important. Every day counts towards a child's learning and pay huge dividends for their future. Regular attendance is needed for children to continue learning and improving their basic reading, writing, and other skills they need. It also means they are likely to experience educational success. As always, children learn by example and will take your lead. If you show a relaxed attitude to their going to school, then they will too. There's another reason why regular attendance at school is important. It compulsory, and now parents and caregivers can be
Persecuted
in extreme cases of truancy. Attending school in compulsory by law. Children are legally required to be enrolled at and legally attending school between the ages of 6 and 16. If this doesn't happen, then parents, caregivers, whānau, whoever is ultimately responsible for their child can be prosecuted. All children in New Zealand except
foreign students
are entitled to attend school free from their fifth birthday. If a child is absent on any given day, where possible you should let the school know. This is especially important where a school operates a system for checking that their students arrive at school safely.
Yes.
Meaning, no wagging.
No wagging. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for that, Atibe. Oh, sorry, I call her Atibe, sorry. Yes, and now are we going to our Women's Affairs? Yeah,
cool. So in this week's Women's Affairs, on June 25th this past week, Filipina-Canadian Jelaine Santiago was named one of the top 25 Canadian immigrants of 2019. The RBC Top 25 Canadian Immigrant Awards is a yearly People's Choice Awards program which aims to recognize the work of immigrants who have inspired positive change in their communities within Canada. The recipients of this award come from many different backgrounds and are often awarded on the grounds of being community advocates, volunteers, successful entrepreneurs, and cultural icons. Senior Director of the RBC, Ivy Chu, explains, "These awards not only showcase the richness and diversity that newcomers add to the fabric of our communities, but also the important role they play in making Canada the success it is today and will continue to do so in the future. Jelaine Santiago is originally from Bulacan, Philippines, and migrated to Toronto, Canada, at the age of 3 years old. In 2015, Santiago and her partner Jerome Gagnon-Voyer established Cambio & Co., an ethical and conscious fashion retailer designed and handcrafted by Filipino artisans based in the Philippines. According to the Philippine Canadian Inquirer, the company aims to succeed in three ways: to connect Filipino entrepreneurs and artisans to the global market, to give consumers the opportunity to make an impact through their purchases, and to create a space for Filipinos in the diaspora to reconnect with their roots by learning about Filipino traditions and history through contemporary ethical fashion. Cambio & Co. currently caters to approximately 2,000 customers in the United States and Canada and operates with about 10,000 advocates worldwide. Within the Philippines, they currently have partners within Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. On receiving the award, Jelaine Santiago had this to say: "I'm thankful to receive this award, not only on behalf of my parents, who made the courageous decision to pursue a life in Canada, but also on behalf of the larger Filipino community. With Canada's first ever Filipino Heritage Month, I'm proud to be one of the many Filipinos who are sharing our heritage and culture loudly, fiercely, and unapologetically."
Nice. Fantastic! Another Filipina shining in the world through Canada. Yes. Thank you for that shine. So, have we got... I think we have no time for news.
No, not anymore.
How about
our lovely ladies, maybe?
Yeah, how about our showbiz balita? Something...
We can do our public service in the next few minutes, yeah, if you want.
Mm-hmm. Might as well do it now so we can concentrate on them.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Just public service? Who wants to do our public service? Yay,
Which one?
This one or that one?
New schedule of fees starting 1st July 2019. 19th June 2019.
Advisories.
The embassy informs the public that starting 1st July 2019, a new schedule of fees will be
implemented
for all its consular services. The new schedule of fees can be viewed through this link:
filembassy.org.nz/consular/schedule of fees. Awesome. Thank you, Bailey.
Right. And we have another one. Of course, just a reminder, around the South Island, consular services for Filipinos in Queenstown and surrounding areas, from the 20th to the 22nd of July 2019. The Philippine Embassy Mobile Consular Team render consular services to Filipinos in Queenstown and the surrounding areas on the following schedule. Make note of this schedule, mga kababayan. 20th of July, which is a Saturday, is 9 to 6. And then 21st of July, Sunday, 9 to 6. 22nd of July, which is a Monday, 9 to 6. Ang venue po nito is Misa 9 Meeting Room, Queenstown Event Center, 33 Joe O'Connell Drive, Frankton, Queenstown. Ayan po. And of course, ang mga consular services are as follows: passport issuance, renewal, replacement, civil registration, like reports of birth and marriages, notarization, consularization of legal documents, NBI fingerprinting and certification, and also Philippine citizenship retention or reacquisition, and administering of oath of allegiance. Ayan po ang ating community services.
That's great. So, we are now going back to our beautiful ladies. Take this opportunity while you are here. Who wants to come up with something that will leave lasting impression to our listeners, you being on radio today,
yes,
while representing on, your ideals?
People's choice.
Yes.
Okay.
For people's choice. Mm.
I just want to let everyone know that Mrs. Universe is all about women with a heart.
Great.
So that's Christine.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Mrs. Universe New Zealand 2019. It's all about women, women, and women. Hey, and this is my chance just to thank you, my beautiful family, my mom and dad, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my son, Divyam, my daughter, Devanjali, and my lovely, lovely husband who supported me all the way throughout, anytime, anything, never say no. So, hey, I just wanted to say thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Jenna. I love you. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you, my family. I love you, my family. I love you, God. Thank you. This is Tejal Taylor.
Nice. Next one.
I just like to say, you know, thank you very much to you guys, Planet
FM.
FM, and it's
104.6 FM. Samachari program.
Samachari program for bringing us here, you know, and giving us, you know, live opportunity to every people out there listening to us. We want to thank Mrs. Universe New Zealand for giving us this opportunity. And Mrs. Universe New Zealand is not all about women only. It's about domestic violence and it's about everyone. So it's not just woman, but it's all about everyone in the world, not in just this country. It's everywhere.
Fantastic.
It's everywhere. And thank you very much. Yet, you know, once again, thank you, Anna Marie, for
thank you also for joining us.
Bringing us here. And you know, I say good luck to each and every candidate, not just me, everyone, and they all shine.
Thank you.
And that was Ash Arun.
Hi, I would like to take an opportunity to thank each and everybody who stood with me next and supported me to enter this pageant, like my father, mother, my lovely husband, and my in-laws, and as well as the opportunity for me to enter. Anna Marie, thanks for taking me on board. And I would like to thank every supporters for this pageant, like the judges and the co-contestants of mine, and everybody are wonderful here. I hope the best wins. Women with a beautiful heart, let this pageant be a good platform for anyone who win, and let's take it forward. Thank you so much.
Great.
Sushma here, signing off.
Susan.
Hi. I just was here to say thanks to this opportunity to click to with all the audience through the this channel. Actually, Mrs. University is all about women and the crown with heart. So I just all the best for all the 12 candidates. I mean, they are so brave. You know, because they already, you know, walked their first step to shine themselves. That is so I just want to say life is a journey.
Yes.
See everyone in the 21st of September. The events and have a fun. Just have a fun.
Yes.
Just
thank
have
you.
A fun.
Yes.
I mean, is life sometimes is too short to regret something?
Yes.
So.
True. Very true.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah. Don't worry. Be happy. So see you there, everyone. Yeah. See you, audience. Yeah. I mean. We are, you know, this is just beautiful world. I mean, if you think you know, like beauty is beauty, like a mirror, just a riff. You think that beauty is beauty.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Is like
definitely
a mirror.
Okay.
So, see you everyone in the events center.
Yes.
So, wish you have a beautiful
weekend ahead.
Yes.
Thank you.
And buy your tickets,
Buy your tickets. Thank you. Thank you.
Next.
All done.
Yeah, all done.
So summarize, Anna-Marie, repeat again the venue, the dates, etc., the amounts.
Okay, first, the heart that wears the crown. So it's not all about your beautiful aspect, but also your inside, beautiful inside. So the heart that wears the crown. Mm-hmm. Yep, so it's going to be on the 21st of September, 7:30 p.m. at Ellerslie Event Center. So come, everyone, and join us. Yes. Tickets are being sold now through Ticketek.
Yes.
But you can also get the tickets yourself, so it's easier for you to sell. When you are in the group and you have the tickets right then and there, you can sell it. So a lot of people, even if they wanted to go, if they will have to go through computer,
online.
Internet, online, and listen to the telephone, it's too long, they might change their mind. But if you advance a little bit of your money to get the tickets, each one should have, say, 10 tickets on their hands. And the moment they finish that, or before they finish that, ask for more.
Or they can buy. We don't actually sell the physical tickets. Mm-hmm. They can buy at the venue during the night.
Oh, okay, cool.
So they just need to get their money and then buy during that night.
So they can actually go there anyway. Yeah, okay, good. Is there any discounts online or not? It's exactly the same.
The discount was finished. It was the pre-sale for the family and relatives and close friends of the candidates.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll see if during the close to the date, it might be on sale, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we're expecting all of you there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll be there.
We would like to thank Tita Virgie, of course, Trini and Shine,
you're
and the
welcome.
Two beautiful little ladies here.
Babies.
And all the families of these candidates. Yeah. They're very supportive to them.
You're very, very welcome, ladies. And I can see, sa mga nakikinig dyan sa amin, I can see the passion on all of these ladies and how privileged they are to really be joining the Miss Universe.
Mrs.
Wishing pa tayo eh. Wishful thinking, did I reach? Mrs. Universe.
Sila, they are Mrs.
Yes.
Ako, missed na.
You missed. Okay. Yeah, and they're very passionate about what they're standing for, and of course, on the, that they work ahead if they are going to win as well. And I can see the passion in their eyes, in their hearts, and just the way they speak. Yeah, it's very good. And we're very, very proud of you, ladies.
Thank you.
I wish I've got your bravery to go up there and represent Negros Occidental.
I will push you.
Push me off the edge, yes.
Trini will be joining us next year, by the way.
Mrs. Grant.
Malapit na naman pong matapos ang ating isang oras ng pakikipagniig sa inyong lahat. Kaya kami po'y muling nagpapasalamat sa inyong lahat na nakikinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio. Ang lahat ng amin mga sponsors, ang amin ding mga pamilya, ang lahat ng nagmamahal sa amin, mapaaraw, mapagabi, magpakailanman, samot-sari pa din. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Si Tita Birds po ito.
Yan, and ako naman po si Manang Trine. Hello to everyone that's listening. Ati Lolit, maraming salamat sa palagi mong pagsunod sa ating programa sa radyo. Pasensya na po at hindi kita nag-greet last week. And of course, my friend Susan Shadwick, maraming salamat. And of course, to everybody who's celebrating their birthdays, happy birthday to all of you. Ako po si Manang Trine, signing off saying magandang gabi sa inyong lahat.
And Shine?
And from me, to everyone who's celebrating a birthday this week, happy birthday. Actually, a friend of mine is celebrating a birthday tomorrow, Justine Groen. So if you know her, send her happy birthday. Best of luck to all of you for the competition. Hopefully everything goes well.
And a special greeting for my number one, because she was the firstborn grandchild of mine, Tony Luis Araneta. Happy birthday for tomorrow, my darling.
Come on, say goodbye.
Salamat po sa inyong pagsunod sa amin sa radio. Ako po si Akira. May hanggang sa muli magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Yes. Come on. Yeah. And Bay?
Thank you for following our radio program. I am Bailey. Until next time, good evening to you all.
Yes.
Magandang gabi po muli. Hanggang sa muli. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat at mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Yes.
Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakita sa I don't know.